Now, this man Yom holds that even a Zav also has the Tum even Bionis. Tumeya Bionis. There is such a time that a Zav, if the Tumma comes out of his body, even by Onis, by accident, he also has a Tumma. What's the Locha? Kid Rav Huna. Like Rav Huna's Halacha. So Machoikis and Nidon, we're going now according to Rav Huna. The Yom Rav Huna, Rav Huna says like this, Riya Rishoyne Shel Zav Mitame Bionis. That a Zav, the Locha of a Zav is, he has to see 2 days in a row. If he sees out of his Eivor, comes out, Zav, two days in his row, then he has his new Chom de Gatum Zav, he's Tumah for 7 days straight. What about if it only comes out 1 day? The Locher is, then he only has a Tumah 1 day, like a Balkari. A Balkari, son, the Zerah comes out of your body, then you only Tumah for 1 day. Now when Zerah comes out of your body, then you Tumah even Voinus. Even though it was by accident, you ate too much that day, or you jumped too much that day, or you were sick, still you have a Tumah carry on you. So Rav Huna says, the din of a Zav also, the first day that a Zav is Tomei, he has the din of a Balkari on him. That even if the Zav has came out Boinis, still he's Tomei. So the kids say a Zav is more Chomer than a Sheretz. Why? Because the Zav is also Tomei Boinis. And he also has a Chomer than a Tomei Zav, that the Tomei came out of his body. So that was the Pshat in the first Braisa. That Maduch a Sheretz, as somebody touched the Sheretz, is now let it go into the Machne Shechina, into the Beis Hamikdash, for sure someone at the Zav, that the Tumah came out of his body, for sure is now let it go into the Machne Shechina. So what does the Torah have to say? A Zav can't go out, is also sent out of the Machne. The Torah says, not only can't he go into the Machne Shechina, into the Beis Hamikdash, he also can't go into Machne Leviyah. He has to go out of the Hohar Abayis. He can't go behind the Kaiso, he can't go in the Hohar Abayis. So Rashi says like this, Zav, Rashi says, Nami Mitame Boinis. To go and re-restrain the first time you see Zav, the first day, Shein bo yele tumas erev. If you only see Zavis 1 day, you only tummy for 1 day. The yiskas the shichva zerem. You have the same halach like a balkari. Shichva zerem comes out of you. The yichsiv zois teres azav. The asher teitzim the menu shichva zerem. Behind the re-restrain. Now the first day, the first re you see when you're a Zav, that only gives you tummy like shichva zerem. The loymone be b'hai kruel lechod azivam. The Azina Bosim in Yonah the Kruo. Yeah. Now, Metana Boinis, Rashi Mahai Hekesh Gufon, Nakla Rafunim, Ma Keri, just like if somebody sees Keri comes out of his body, is Metana Boinis, even though you saw it, Imro Machmas Roiv Meichum, or Mishta, you ate too much that day, you drank too much today, then that's why you saw Keri, the Gabe Keri Loik Siv Mutin. There's no meat, no matter how the Keri came out of your body, it's Metana your body for 1 day. Is Af Ria Rishonish Ozav. The same thing as Zav that comes out of your body, Mitama Boinis. The first day it comes out even Boinis, still your tummy. Now what's the difference between a Zav and a Keri, Zatrashi? Zoiv is Doima Lubin Beitzim, Hamuzeris. It's not so thick like Shikva Zerim. Zavis is like the white of an egg that's beat it up. When you beat it up, it's not so thick. Mashenken Shikva Zerah Doima Lubin Beitzim Shenum Zeris. Shikva Zerah is a little more thicker. It's like the white part of a raw egg that's not beaten up. The kiss is a different type of substance that comes out of the body from the same place. That if it comes out 1 day, everybody holds Yoni Tomei a 1 day like a Balkari. The Chiddush is if Zav comes out 2 days in a row, then you have this new Chiddush to Tumah Zav, then you Tomei for 7 days. But I call upon him, Zavos is more Chomer than a regular Tomei Sheretz. That's the first part of the Braisa, very good. That's how I know that a Zav has to not only go out of Machne Shechinam, but even has to go out of Machne Leviyah. Then the Braisa said, the third din was, by a Mitzvah we had a question. Why did the Torah have to say Mitzvah for? Maduch HaZav has to go out of Machne Leviyah. For sure, Mitzvah has to go out of Machne Leviyah, because the Mitzvah is more Chomer. So he said, in Mitzvah, the Chiddush is, he's not allowed to even be in Machne Yisrael. He has to go out of Yerushalayim. For the Gemara, my Chumah de Mitzvah Mizav, why is it so pushed to you? Why is the Mitzvah, why is his Tumah more strict than the Tumah of a Zav? The Teretzis Shekain Toin Priyo Primo. We find two special halachas about a person that's a Mitzvah. Once you're a Mitzvah and you want to become Tomei, one Priya, the Trashi, Priya Sarush, you have to let your hair grow. You're not allowed to cut off your hair, calls the man your Tomei. Yidul say, you have to let the hair grow. And then what do you know, Primo? There's a Mitzvah to rip your Begodim. The Begodim, before you become Tomei, after Tomei's Mitzvah, there's a special Mitzvah Primo, you have to rip the clothing you're wearing. Mashenki and a Zav doesn't have these halachis. So you see, a Mitzvah is more Chomer than a Zav. Right, so the Yosef Atasma Shamita, he's not allowed to be with his wife. Kozman, the person is a mitzvah, has too much mitzvah on him, he has to be away from his wife. Shrashi, the Yosef Atasma Shamita, the posting of the Yikra says, Vayeshev Michutz La'oloi. It says by a mitzvah, he has to sit outside his tent. What does his tent mean? Vayein Oloi Elu Ishtoi. A tent here means his wife. L'man Diyam of Mayit Kotin, that's a shayla, what period of Tumah does a mitzvah have to be outside? When he's a Vadei Mitzvah, or even while it's going away also. The Kopanim Tumas Mitzvah asks him, he can't be together with his wife. So Mashenkein is Zav, is allowed to be with his wife. Drashi Zav, let's write this. The Rashi says, of a Zav Lemissa Midi B'tashmish. But a Zav, if he's a Zav, his wife is Torah, just the man is a Zav, the man is allowed to be with his wife. So therefore, a Mitzvah is more Chomer than a Zav. Therefore, it's very good to come up with the price before. The question was, what if the Torah already said a Zav can't go into Machzor Leviyam, so why does the Torah have to say a Mitzvah also can't go in, Pshiti can't go in, he's more strict than a Zav. But there it says that a Mitzvah not only can't go into Machzor Leviyam, but even into Machzor Yisrael he can't go. That was the Chiddush of a Mitzvah. For the Gemara, no, Adrabah, I'll tell you no, for the Gemara, Kash Adrabah, just the opposite. Zav Chomer. I tell you, Tumas Zav is more strict than a Tumas Mitzvah. Why? Shekein Metama Mishka V'Moshe. A person that has this Tumas Zav on him, that for 2 days in a row it came out, this type of stuff that's like the beaten white egg, that came out of him. So he has a Tumas Mishka V'Moshe. That means if he sits or lies on something, he's Metama whatever underneath him. The chair that he sits on becomes Tumas. The bed that he sits on becomes Tumas. And it's a Chomadika Tumah more than a Zav. We'll soon see in Rashi why. Another chum he has is Umatama Klicheris Besit. The loch of a Klicheris is usually if you touch the outside of a Klicheris, you're not Matama an earthly Kli. An earthly Kli is only Makabo Tumma if there's Tumid came inside the Kli. Hesit means not only didn't you touch it, it was just moved because of you. Let's say you banged on the floor, and because you banged on the floor, you made this Kli move. That's called Tumas Hesit. That a Tumas Zav has Tumas Hesit. If you're a Zav and you kick the floor that makes the Kli Cheres move, you're Matama the Kli. A Mitzvah doesn't have this halacha. So we see in certain cases that a Zav has more strict halachas than a Mitzvah does. So Rashi, Zav oisem mishkove umashovei av hatuma letame odam anageya boy. Tuma chamur letame begodim sholof. Let's say you have a Zav and this person is sitting on a chair. When the person gets off this chair, if another person comes and touches this chair, not only is the person himself Tomei, but even the clothing he's wearing is also Tomei. That's how strict the Mishkav and Moshav of the Zav is. Even though the person's clothing did not touch the chair, just the person himself touches the chair, that's the loch. If a man touches the chair that a Zav sat on, he becomes Tomei and his clothing. Avo Mitzvah, Mashenken, if a Mitzvah sits on a chair, Avo Mitzvah. After Peter Tanya Bateras Kanim, Oysa Mishka V'Moshev, he could make, or Mishka V'Moshev, or Mitzvah. Does sit on, if he sits on a chair, he's Matama the chair, of a Lav Avatuma. The chair does not become an Avatuma now, Letama Yodim, that if a person now touches the chair, the man becomes Tomei. Letama Begodim, and who are in his clothing also becomes Tomei. Elo Letama Yechlu Namashkin. When a Mitzvah sits on a chair, the chair becomes a Rishon Letuma, that's all. It's like the Mitzvah is an Avatumah, and the chair now becomes a Rishon Letumah. Therefore, if the chair comes in contact with food, or with mashkin, with liquid, it's Matamah those things. But if a person touches a chair that a Mitzvah sat on, the person does not become Tumah. Because the klal is, a person is only Tumah from an Avatumah, not from a Rishon Letumah. So I call upon, and we see here that Tumah Zav is more strict than Tumah Mitzvah. So how does the Brayse say that Mitzvah is more strict? Here we see the opposite. And the next chiddush also is Tumas Hesed, that if a Zav just moves the Kli Cheres Besed, it also becomes Tomei. Mashenken by Mitzvah, you don't have this chiddush. So the Kasha on the Braisa, what's Pshat on the Braisa? The Gemara says like this. The same what we said before. Omar Kro, the Pasuk says here, Vayishalchim in Amachne Kol Tzerua V'chol Zav. Why does the Pasuk say Kol Zav? What is all Zav? What is the extra all including? Makro Zav, V'chol Zav, any type of a Zav. L'Rava is Bal Keri. They tell me even about Keri also, that if a person just sees Keri, just sees Shichva Zerah, that whole day he's Tomei. until he goes to the mikvah the next day, until it comes Har Shemesh, that whole day he's not allowed to go into Machne Leviya. So that's why the Chumrah is today, one of the Chumrahs is, he goes to the Kaisel, not to go behind the Kaisel. Because behind the Kaisel already is considered Machne Leviya, and the Balkeri is also to go there. So therefore now it's good. If you're telling me now about Kerry, he's not allowed to go into Machne Leviya, why does the Torah have to say a Mitzorah? A Mitzorah for sure is more strict than a Balkeri. Or Mitzorah Chomer Balkeri. Or my Chumrah, well, what's so sure about that? Why is a Mitzorah more strict than a regular Balkeri? Because the Amor, like we said before, that a Mitzorah has these two special lochas, Priya, he has to let his hair grow, or Priya, he has to rip his begodim. Because the Gemara Adarabah, Balkeri Chomer, Shekein Matamah B'Mashu. Hatalkeri is more Chomer. No matter how small of Keri, of Shechva Zerah, comes out of your body, it's Matamah you. Mashenkin by a Mitzorah, we know there's a lochas. There's a whole size, it has to be the size of a griff, the size of a bean, that you have to show it to the Kohen, and the Kohen has to look at the Mitzoras, and look at the leprosy, to see if it's big enough or not. There are shiurim how big the leprosy has to be in your body, but if you have a small speck, it's not coming. Mashenkin, when Shichva Zera comes out of your body, even if a mashu, the smallest amount is Matamiyu. So what's so for sure? That a Mitzorah is more strict than a Shichva Zera, Balkeri, we see no, Balkeri is Mochomer, and if the Gemara, this price holds, Reb Shimon holds, Sobolok Rebbe Nosson. He holds like Reb Nosson Shita. The Tanya Rebbe Nosson Aimer. Reb Nosson says like this. Mishum Reb Yishmoel. Zav, Sora, Kechasimas, Piyoma. That Enoch Lami Zav, Lav Davka Zav, who was in Shechva Zeron, not if any of the smallest thing came out of your body or your tummy. You need a shear also. It has to be enough stuff that comes out of your body, Kechasimas, Piyoma, that clogs up the opening, the hole of your Amma, of the Ava there. It has to be a little bit sheer. It's not enough, the smallest amount. A little bit bigger you have to have. So once you have to have a sheer, so then Shichva Balkeri is not more chomer than Mitzorah. Even though Mitzoras has a bigger sheer, but so what? Once they both have to have a sheer, it's not the pshat, the mushroom of Keri comes out of your body's matamiyu. You need a size. It has to be a little bit more, a few drops, but enough to come out that clogs up the piyama. That's the much you need. So this is pshat and Reb Shimon. Therefore, since the Mitzorah is more chomer di ketuma, because there are special mitzvahs of pri and prima over a Balkeri, so once the Torah said a Balkeri is sent out of Machne Leviya, why do we have to have the pasuk to say that a Mitzorah is sent out of Machne Leviya? That's the Chiddush of Shimon says to teach us that a Mitzorah is sent even further. He's not allowed to be in Machne Yisrael. He has to go outside the whole Yerushalayim. That's the way Reb Shimon learns Pshat in the Braisa. So therefore, from this pasuk of a Yishalchum and a Machne, we know these three halachis. So why do we need the first posting of Mayikwa to say that a Mitzorah is Boda, Yeshu, Mechus, Lamachne, Meshavoy, to teach us that there's a Nitzikli Asay. That any time a Mitzorah does, for some reason, creep into Yerushalayim, there's a Mitzvah Sessa right away go out, and therefore it doesn't get Malkus. Because it's called the Mitzvah Sassay, it's called the Lav, HaNitzikli Asay. This is also Reb Shimon's Pshat. Fred Gemara now. Hello. But the Chomim were not masking to Reb Nosson. The kids, our Bryce is going according to Reb Nosson, that a Balkeri also needs a shear. Therefore, Mitzorah is more stricter than a Balkeri. So tomorrow, the Iskish lay Balkeri Lazav. And there's a Hekish now in this Pasuk, the Balkeri to Zav. So that's how Reb Shimon knows that a Mitzorah has a more strict halacha than a Zav. For the Mar Kash like this, the Chol Tzeruah Lomeli, the Chorah, why do we have to have the word Kol all by Mitzorah? We just got finished dashing, it says Kol by Tamei Meis, and not only Tamei Meis, even a Sheretz also. It says Kol Zav, not only a Zav, even a Balkeri also. Now the beginning of the it says Kol Tzeruah, all type of Mitzorahs. What's the Chiddush, what other type of Mitzorah could we have? Chorah is only one Mitzorah. What are you saying, Kol Mitzorahs? All type of Mitzorahs have to go out of even the third Machne Yisrael. What's the Chiddush of Kol Tzeruah? And the Gemara Nechanami, the Taka no Chiddush, because there's only one type of Mitzorahs. And the Gemara Nechanami, Kol Tzeruah Lomeli, I did the Siv Kol Zav, Siv Nami Kol Tzeruah. Since the Pasuk had to say Kol Zav, and there was the Chiddush, not only Zav, but even about Keri, it also says Kol Tzeruah. But there's no Chiddush in the word Kol Tzeruah. There's only one type of a Mitzorah, and only a Mitzorah, he's the only Talmudic person that has to even go out of Machne Yisrael. He can't be in Yerushalayim. Fred Gemara now, Rabbi Yehuda, Shafir Kom Rabbi Shimon. What was Shafir Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabbi Shimon says very good now. Rabbi Shimon asks us, Kasha, why does the Pasuk say all these three, Saruah, and Azav, and the Tomei Meis, to teach us all three of them have three separate machnis? Why did Rabbi Yehuda say not like that? Rabbi Yehuda in the Brice before said no. Rabbi Yehuda asked, how do I know that all three of them have three different halachim? Because the Pasuk says, Machnehem. Says a lashon, extra lashon, machnehem. What did he need that pasuk for? Machnehem for? Yehuda said, "Leitam was machnehem." A lashon plural, "Lite machn lezer, machn lezer." Did Rabbi Yehuda? Why didn't Rabbi Yehuda learn like Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon is saying very good. Why did Yehuda need a new pasuk of machnehem for? And the Gemara like this: Rabbi Yehuda, who and more Rabbi Yehuda, whom he boilei likratanyam. Rabbi Yehuda needs this pasuk of Rabbi Shimon for a different drasha. Rabbi Elazar Omer. Rabbi Elazar says like this: Yochel, I would think, Dochku zovin umetzeroyim v'nichnasu liyazara v'pesach abo betuma. We say on erev Pesach when you're supposed to bring the korban Pesach. If most of the tzibah touched mesim, most of the people are tamei mesim. The locher is they are allowed to bring the korban Pesach. Tamei meis is nitche by korban tzibah. You're allowed to bring the korban. But only if you have tumas meis on you. Let's say you're a person that's a zav, or you're a mitzvah, you are not allowed to bring the korban pesach. What's going to be if the people didn't listen? These people that are zavim, or these mitzvahim, but they pushed themselves through into the azara, and they brought a korban pesach. What's the locha? Yochu yechayovim, I would think the mamash chayev koris, if a mitzvah comes into the base of Middish, he's chayev koris, I would think the mamash chayev koris. They're over this lav, they have a chayev koris on them. Talmudim, the pasuk says no. Vayeshalchu min amachne kol tzurua v'chol zav v'chol tom lenefesh. This was of Shimon's pasuk. Now Rabbi Yehuda dashes like this, that v'shor, the drosh is like this, v'shor shetimeyim meisim mishtalchim, at the time when a person has touched a mate, he has an issu, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, even for him there's a chiyuv karas if he goes in, then I'll tell you, zovin u'mitzoroi mishtalchim, who are then a regular zav or regular mitzorah, they're also sent out of the Machne Shechina. And if they go into the Beis HaMikdash, they have chorus. Aber ein Tumei Mesim Mishtalchim, but on Erev Pesach, when it's Tzibur, if most of the people are Tumei Mesim, that then they are allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, they are allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, then Tumei Mesim are not sent out of the Beis HaMikdash, is the same thing, ein Zavin and Mitzoroi Mishtalchim. A Zav and a Mitzor also does not have a Chiyuv chorus. Even though Rashi speaks out, even though Avada Metchila, they're not allowed to come in. Avada is no din dechuya by Tomei Zav or Tomei Metzorim. Avada is not there for them to go in. But a component of the Chiyuv Chorus they don't have. That if a Zav or a Metzorim goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he gets the Chiyuv Chorus, that's only if a Tomei Meis would also have the Chiyuv Chorus if he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. But on Erev Pesach, when they're bringing the Korban Pesach Metumah, when most of the Tzibur is Tomei Meisim, then they're allowed to go in. So if a Mitzorah and a Zav goes in, they don't get a Chiyuv Koris. That's what Rabbi Yehuda does with this Pasuk of Rav Shimon. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda stuck. How do I know the halacha that a Mitzorah has its own Machna out of Machna Yisrael, and a Zav has to go out of Machna Leviya, and Tomei Meis is out of Machna Yisrael? How do we know three different Machnas? That's his halacha for Machnehen. That's where Rabbi Yehuda dashes his drasha. Omama, before we just got finished saying, Zav, we had the Pasuk, Zav, Chol Zav. Any type of a zav also has this tumah has to be sent out of machn leviyah. L'rabas balkeri, even a balkeri also has to go out of machn leviyah. They can't go into the harabayis. Tomorrow, Messiah Rabbi Yechin. It's a riot to Rabbi Yechin. The Yom Rabbi Yechin. Yechin said these two halachas together. So the ikur riot is from the second halacha, not the first one. But Rabbi Yechin said two halachas. The Yom Rabbi Yechin. Mechilois loyneskachu. In the base of Migdish, underneath there were tunnels. There were tunnels. Sometimes the Kohanim had to go from one part of the Beis HaMikdash to the other part of the Beis HaMikdash. The locker is the tunnels have no kedusha. Even if you're a Talmudic person, you're allowed to go in those tunnels. That's one chiddush Rabbi Yochanan said. It's a machlokes in the Gemara's lochim, if it is or not. Gemara in Yuma. The Akol Ponim Rabbi Yochanan holds mechilos, the tunnels underneath the Beis HaMikdash, lo niskashu. They were not mekadosh the tunnels underneath it. And the second thing he said over Rabbi Yochanan was, O Balkeri Mishtaleach Chutz L'Shtei Machnas. That a Balkeri has the same halacha like a Zav, that he has to be sent not only out of Machna Shechina, out of the Beis HaMikdash, but out of the second Machna, out of Machna Levi also. He's not allowed to go into the Harabais. This is a raya to Rabbi Yechon that we learned before also, that a Zav, that a Balkeri also is sent out of Machna Levi, out of the Harabais.
Meisvi, now we have a kasha on you. Says here about Keri Kamaga Sheretz. About Keri, the Bryce, it says about Keri, somebody saw Shechem Zer out of his body, he only has a tumma like a tumma Sheretz. My love doesn't mean Lamachne Sayim, that just like a tumma Sheretz is a ribui from Tommy Meis, he's only sent out a Machne Shechina, that's all. But Machne Levi is allowed to go into. So it's Mashmiya about Keri is allowed to go into the Harabayas. He could go behind the Kaisel, just he can't go into the Beis Hamikdash. Loya Taino, that's not what the Braisa means. It means Litumosim. They both have the same halachas as far as the Tummy goes. Fred Gemara, that's Pitum. Litumosim. Hi Tumas Erev Tzivdei, Vai Tumas Erev Tzivdei. That's Pshitum. Both of them says the Farish in the Torah. It says if you're about Keri, Jozera came out of you, you only tummy one day. Go to the mikvah the next day. When it comes, Harish Shermas Fesik Chavim, you're automatically Tor. And who was in the sense of the Tumas Sheretz? If you touch the Sheretz, the Torah said you tummy for one day. So I don't need a Bryce to tell me that. The Torah tells me that they both have the same halachas. Elolav, l'chru, the Bryce means to tell me, l'mach noisam. To tell me, no, that just like Tomei Sheretz is only sent out of the Machna Shechina, but in the Machna Levi is allowed to be, l'chru, it means, about Keri is also the same halacham. Al-Pal Keri is allowed to go into the Harabayis, just not into the Beis Hamikdash. So the Marloi, l'yolam l'tumasam. No, the Bryce means that the Tumah of a Bal Keri and the Tumah of Tomei Tosta Sheretz has the same halachas. And what's the Chiddush then? V'okam Ashmalon, the Baal Keri Kamaga Sheretz. That a Baal Keri has the same halacha like somebody that touched the Sheretz. Ma Maga Sheretz. Just as somebody touches the Sheretz. Mitama Boynis, even if you didn't mean, by accident, you got pushed upon a dead Sheretz there. You touched the Sheretz, even though it's Boynis, you were forced upon it, by accident, still you tell me. The Lachriz, Af Baal Keri Mitama Boynis. Even though the Sheikh Bezerah came out of your body, boinus, you were forced, you ate too much, you jumped too much, you were sick, and that caused it to come out, still Tumas Keri you have. Even though for Tumas Zav you don't have, unless it comes out by itself, not Machmas Oinus, but that's the Bryce telling me about Keri is not that word. About Keri is Tumas even Boinus. That's the Kiddush of the Bryce. Alright, we'll stop here. Yehonah Samaches. Yeah. This one was Meisvei. We have a kasha now. Boyo Nido, no, the Meisvei is you just got finished saying that a Baal Keri has the same malach as a Zav. Just like a Zav is thrown out of Machna Levi, also the second Machna, Huadin a Baal Keri is also thrown out of Machna Levi. The more Meisvei,